Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
My next guest is on the line. She's Laureen LaRue of Rest Your Ass Donkey Sanctuary. And no, I am not swearing. We're going to be talking about donkey therapy and her organization. So, Laureen, thank you for being with me on Chai FM this morning. Laureen, clearly you're very good with animals. So let's talk about this. Explain to me the Donkey Sanctuary. What is Rest Your Ass Donkey Sanctuary? When did it begin? And what inspired you to start it? Because it seems to me that donkeys get a really bad rap as far as animals go.
We started it in 2017, so we're going in for our ninth year now. At the moment, we're caring for 253 donkeys. We don't rehome, we don't breed with them or anything like that. All we do is give them a forever home to retire. They're very abused. Some donkeys are really abused when we get them. We rehabilitate them and then we just give them a forever life.
Laureen, why is that? Why do they seem to be treated so much worse than, say, a horse or an equivalent animal?
Donkeys are very stoic. They don't show when they're in pain or when they're sick. If they do show it, it's almost the end of their life. So people just abuse them and they're very strong. And that's why they don't, I don't know, people just don't respect them in the way that they do horses or any other animals.
It's crazy. Absolutely crazy.
It's crazy.
Talk to me about some of the biggest challenges that donkeys face in South Africa and how your sanctuary addresses them.
Most of the donkeys we have are from very bad circumstances. We get them from the SPCA where they've been confiscated or from rural areas where they've been very abused. A lot of our donkeys, they cut their ears off or they have boiling water poured on them or oil. They're beaten with whips and I've got a donkey at Onderspoort at the moment. She was bashed on her head with a panga. So, yeah, they get treated very badly. Or abandoned next to the road when they break their legs. We've got donkeys that have broken legs. Luckily, we have Onderspoort that help us. We pay for it, obviously, but they always are for the challenge. We don't just euthanize if they hurt. We try and get them back to... They can just live their life out. They can walk from one piece of grass to the next. They don't have to do anything. So we get them up and as best as we can.
So talk to me about donkey therapy, which is the purpose of our discussion this morning. What is it? Okay.
Donkey therapy. It's on a Thursday. We call it Therapy Thursday. And we don't charge anything for it. It's open to people with special needs. We have orphanages come to us. We had an occupational therapist with us last week with, I think she had 15 patients with her. They sit under the tree, they do their little session, they walk between the donkeys, they can brush them. And at the end, because the donkeys are very naughty, you can't feed them while you're busy with them. Not treats, because they turn into hooligans. So at the end of the session, they can give them carrots and apples and whatever like that. And just to walk in between the donkeys, it's very therapeutic. We're not therapists, so we're not involved at all. We just we open it up to people like with depression. They've lost a husband and they just need to get out a little bit. They come and walk in between the donkeys. Donkeys have the ability to regulate our heartbeats. They can hear your heart beating from a very far distance. So if you stress or anything, they know. And they're just born therapists.
You've spoken about just awful abuse that these animals have suffered. I'm wondering, are they not frightened of people? I mean, to take people who are vulnerable already and put them with animals who are terrified, is that not a bad mix?
No, you know what? For some reason, they know. Animals are very smart, and especially the donkeys. In the beginning, they are scared. And we still have some that are a bit scared and nervous, but we don't use them. We don't expose them to that. The scared ones or the nervous ones, we keep them separate, and then the others love interacting with humans. They're really forgiving.
Yeah. You really kind of surprised me this morning. I assumed that you were raising funds for the protection of the donkeys via the therapy, but you've just said the therapy is free. So how on earth do you finance this?
We have a market once a month. It's the last Saturday of the month where we have 70, 80 mock little stalls. People come in and they support the market vendors and they interact with the donkeys. You can brush them. The donkeys really love it. We can just see they love it. They know today's market day and the people, we actually let the humans interact with them 100%. They walk with the donkeys, hug them. You can tell them all your secrets. It's actually really, it's a lovely, lovely day. The people love it. We had one on, they are now the
Where is
16th.
it?
It's in Cypress Road in Zonhoven. It's in the Honeydew area,
Okay.
if you know the
Final
West
question for
Rand
you,
going
Lorraine,
for.
because we're a bit out of time this morning, but just if listeners were interested in supporting your organization, whether through donations, volunteering, or spreading the word, how what kind of assistance would you appreciate?
Well, with the donkeys always in at the vets and stuff, vet cost is always a problem, or not a problem. It's always a challenge for us to have the funds, and that's our main concern. And then also we feed a lot of grass. We feed them pellets, salt licks. We use halters, things like that. All our information is on Facebook. I'm quite active on our Facebook page and Instagram, so all the information is on there. And then just remember that you rest your ass with you are. Not
Rest
your,
your,
but
you are.
you
Okay.
are active.
Lorraine, we're out of time. We're going to leave it there this morning. It's just there are some amazing people in the world, and thank you for being one of them.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.